Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tom Zachary. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Berg and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Musel moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Calm reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Metzler. Calm moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calm scores. Redfern moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Redfern moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Blackerby now playing left field. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bango for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Adkins. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a pop-up towards the mound. Adkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Redfern reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. Redfern moves to third. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to third. It's 3-1, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Lazzari tags and moves to second. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Shires moves to second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackerby hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-2 in the game. Zachary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazary. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Redfern moves to second. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Durst picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Durst. Mostill moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Zachary covering. Safe. Ma still scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Robertson strikes out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-3 in the game. Zachary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shires. Durst moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive towards third. Com catches it and throws to second to double up Durst. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissell pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Derosier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards second. Derosier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.